It's the Mornings with Ed show, 8:11 the time. And as we move into Memorial Weekend, I think it's the Memorial Weekend. We should observe the fact that there are currently today 95,000 Americans dead from COVID-19. And if the United States had begun imposing social distancing measures 1 week earlier than it did in March, about 36,000 fewer people would have died in the coronavirus outbreak. This is according to new estimates from Columbia University disease modelers. Now, the findings are based on infectious disease modeling that gauges how reduced contact between people starting in mid-March slowed transmission of the virus. Dr. Jeffrey Shaman's team modeled what would have happened if some of those changes had taken place 1 or 2 weeks earlier, and then estimated the spread of infections and deaths all the way up until May 3rd. Under that scenario, about 54,000 fewer people would have died by early May. With us this morning from Columbia University, Dr. Jeffrey Shaman, thank you for being here. Did I get anything wrong in my introduction or explanation? Doctor, did I miss anything?
I think you summarized it very well. And I think the important thing that we're really trying to do here is not just look retrospectively and quantify what might have been, but to use that information to really inform how we go forward and how we have to be very vigilant with this virus. We're not done with this pandemic by any stretch. Most of the country has not been exposed to it, has not been infected. And it's really vital that we actively seek it out in our communities, that we monitor what is happening with the transmission of the virus in communities as we loosen restrictions and reopen the economy further and further to make sure that we don't have flare-ups. And if we identify growth in cases, we have to clamp down quickly. We have to respond more quickly because, as you said, if you get the virus when it's the outbreak is young, when it's in the early stages, you're going to limit the number of deaths that will accrue over time.
Now, as I was going over the charts and following the math, I feel it makes sense qualitatively that squashing early is better. And if you squash it early, it doesn't grow as large. What I was staggered by in your model is the quantitative part, that just 1 week, just a few days could make such a huge difference. Can you explain why the numbers are so dramatically affected by even a few days on this timeline?
Well, it is very staggering, and I think it's important to actually quantify it so that you see just how strong that response is. When you're dealing with the growth of a virus in a fully susceptible population, it's going through a doubling process. It's growing exponentially, and it's very important to remember that doubling processes really can sneak up at you. They seem to start very small and insignificant and not be of much consequence, but they really can swell and overwhelm you, kind of like a tsunami wave. There are many examples that you'll hear in mathematics where they'll try to explain it very simply. One of my favorite is this idea that you have a pond and there's this invasive lily flower that gets into it. And every day it doubles in size or doubles the number that are there. And by, let's say, day 30, the entire pond is covered with lilies. And the question is, well, on what day was it halfway covered with lilies? And the answer is, day 29, just the day before, because it is a doubling process. By jumping on this virus earlier, you are really going to circumvent that growth. You're going to squash that growth down, and you're going to prohibit the number of people who are going to subsequently be infected by taking early action. It's a very strange and horrifying compounding process that this goes through by which it's when it's spreading through a community. And as a consequence, it's really vital that we reach out and we monitor what's going on in our communities actively. We can't get complacent with this. There is a risk of that, particularly as we're moving into summer, particularly because the virus may be seasonal and less transmissible during summer, that we're going to get complacent and feel like we have this thing under control. But we have to get in this for the long haul and understand we want to keep this virus squashed. We want to really reduce the levels to a low number of cases per day going forward while we hold on until we can get a vaccine that's effective or effective therapeutics.
Dr. Shaman, I know this was very last minute. I know your time is valuable. I want to thank you so much for being on the program with us this morning. And please continue your great work and stay healthy.
You're welcome.
It's the Mornings with Ed show, giving you the science, the facts, the numbers, the truth. 8:15 the time.